This is FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450, Rutherford County's place to talk. WGNS, Murfreesboro, your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS action line continues a search for truth.
I know you're out there somewhere.
Good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. This morning we're going to be talking about Rutherford County, and we're going to be focusing on some of the activities of our own Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce. Sandy Ponder is with us this morning. Sandy is the Vice President of Workforce Development. Sandy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to have you with us this morning. Grab that microphone, pull it up to you, let it be your best buddy for the next almost an hour. Tell us what you do in this position at the Chamber of Commerce.
Well, Bart, this is a new position created about a month ago. So I've been on the job in this role for 4 weeks. It is born out of Destination Rutherford, which I know you're familiar with.
Very definitely.
And we can talk more about, but there was a need to have a strategy to address our current workforce, you can say issues or opportunities, depending on your frame of mind. But and I was brought on board to develop a strategy that will incorporate short-term, mid-term, and long-term workforce development issues. So.
Well, I tell you, Leadership Rutherford and Destination Rutherford together, both of them working as a team, and the Chamber of Commerce, have done so much to attract new business to this area.
Yes.
And we've sort of made it through some of the rougher times that other areas were devastated with. Yes. And thankfully, we have come through very well. In fact, in our news this morning, the Chief Executive Magazine has named Tennessee the number 4 state in the entire country for being best for business friendly.
Yes.
That has to help you.
Oh, definitely. We are so blessed in this area. Rutherford County, as you know, Bart, has always had fantastic leadership. And I've worked in other parts of the South, and I was born and raised in the Chamber economic development world, so I've had the benefit of seeing many organizations, and this one is just phenomenal. I'm proud to be a part of this organization. The city, the county, the public-private partnerships that are here are just fantastic. So we are blessed, and we've been blessed, as you know, with some great announcements, with Amazon, of course, coming, and the Saks distribution center. So now we just have to make sure that we have our existing workforce ready to go to work and help our other smaller companies with their specialized needs.
Now, how is the unemployment? How are those numbers going right now?
They're good. As of last week, we are at 7.1%. Unemployment, and as you know, that's below sort of the state and national trend. It seems to be doing much better. The interesting thing, though, that a lot of people may not know is that even with unemployment at that rate, we have manufacturers and other companies here who are having a hard time finding filling their positions. So we've got some opportunities here, but as far as the unemployment, it's at 7.1 as of last week.
And that takes us back almost to the figures where they were prior to the economic downturn.
Yes, yes. So if the trend continues at this rate, it looks as if we are coming out of this.
And somebody also mentioned, it was someone from the city school system, that the number of startup homes is also getting back up to the level which they were prior to the downturn.
So. Yes, yes. All the numbers seem to be in our favor now.
So keep on going in this direction, and through organizations like the Chamber's Workforce Development, it looks like we are going to be able to do that. As we look at the areas that are made for development all around the Medical Center Parkway here in Murfreesboro, Smyrna has a lot of big areas that are created for development, especially around the Smyrna Airport. And of course, I guess all of Laverne is created for development. We really have an attraction. People say, well, you're close to, what, three-quarters of the population of the
sure.
nation within just a few hundred miles. But I think it's more than geographic.
Yes, I would say, of course, in economic development, you have to have the infrastructure there, which is, you know, of course, the highways, transportation, water, sewer. But it's beyond that, and I think it goes to leadership. I think the economic development team, Holly and Paul, have done a fantastic job of working with the city and county. And so no matter what area of Rutherford County it is, as the Amazon team reported back to us, there was a willingness to make it happen. And so I think leadership cannot be understated, the importance of leadership. And so Rutherford County has just done a fantastic job of being ready, having the infrastructure there, but also having the flexibility and the leadership to make decisions and work with our prospects.
I guess one of our big strengths is Middle Tennessee State University,
yes,
which just completed their 100th year celebration.
Yes.
That has to be a great team between the Chamber, sure, and MTSU.
Definitely. MTSU is such an amazing partner and, of course, resource to us at the Chamber. Fantastic partnership. And in my role specifically now, moving forward with the workforce development strategy, MTSU is key to that as they are producing our graduates. And so in addition to that, the other higher education organizations, the Tennessee Technology Center, Motlow, some of the private companies together, I think, yes, we are blessed with some great higher education organizations, and of course led by MTSU.
Now, you mentioned a moment ago about how some of these new businesses coming into the area are not able to find all of the people that they need to hire. I mean, they are really looking for people who want to work. And I guess you're working with them to try to match people who have some skills with whatever jobs they have. Is MTSU in on that same picture? Are all of you working together toward this goal?
Yes, we are, and we hope as part of this sort of moving forward strategy to fine-tune that, because I think sometimes, as you know, with big organizations who are doing fantastic things, sometimes, though, there's a disconnect along the pipeline. And so what we're trying to do is work with MTSU, the Technology Center, the Career Center, Motlow, all of our education resources here, and workforce resources, we're trying to better that communication line going always between business and the education. And I think that's where the Chamber is such, that's where our role is in kind of bringing those together and having that dialogue. I've been amazed just in the 4 weeks of the great things that are happening, and then also being able to connect certain businesses that have said, we need XYZ workers, and then being able to call back to, say, the Career Center or MTSU, wherever it is, and say that, and they didn't know. So there's an opportunity, I think, to continue that dialogue and to improve the communication.
Speaking of opportunities, and the Chamber is really on the cutting edge, I have to give you a hats off to everybody at the Chamber. It was several years ago that a concept called Mind to Marketplace came along to get the creative people, the developers, the inventors,
yes,
to mix with those who had money.
I
mean, ideas are one thing, but you have to have money to sort of get them going. And then the technology corridor, which basically is from Huntsville, Alabama, through Murfreesboro, including Tullahoma, Tennessee, with the Space Institute, the wind tunnel up there, on over to Oak Ridge. How is that going? Is it still on track? Is that still a dream that's hoping to come true?
Yes, it is. And I was the executive director for Mind to Marketplace until this position. I'm actually in that transition time with our board, and we have some backup assistants, and they're trying to identify the next steps and the next person to take that role on. But things have gone well. Lots of fantastic, creative, smart people in this area. One of the gentlemen that we worked with, I was just blown away with, literally in his garage, coming up with a very, very progressive development. I can't speak too much about it right now, but we were able to connect him, and he's at the funding stage right now. So that's someone right here in Rutherford County that recently was able to take his idea from his mind literally almost to the marketplace at this point. So he's
have a working model of this? I mean,
yes.
So everybody knew it was going to work.
Yes. So it's exciting. So, yeah, there are some very innovative people here. And as you mentioned, the Tennessee Valley Corridor, which Mind to Marketplace, therefore, this region is a part of, has been a fun organization to work with. brilliant people, and connecting those entrepreneurs with the funding has been critical.
I know we're not trying to be a Silicon Valley. We don't want to be just one thing. And I think that's one of our strengths, the fact that we're very diverse as far as the type of businesses that we have here. But this would be a nice mix. It's a clean mix, and it draws in a lot of people if an idea is big enough.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, we are blessed in this area with great diversity and great diversity of ideas and companies. And I think back to when you were talking about the success in Rutherford County, I think that besides leadership, it's the leadership saw the importance of that diversity. And so we have great startup companies. We have some of the larger ones like an Amazon coming here. We have the healthcare facilities, retail. So I think that diversity has really afforded us the luxury of being successful during this unfortunate downturn.
Now, let's say there's somebody listening right now who themselves, or perhaps they have a loved one who does not have a job, or maybe they have the greatest idea that ever came down the road, and they're both looking for an opportunity to either get a job or get that idea going. If they contacted you, can you help them?
Oh, sure. I'd be glad to. And if I don't have the answers, I am fortunate to be surrounded by some very smart people, and we will connect them and hopefully assist them.
I guess you get a lot of people who have dreams and they're wanting to make them happen.
Yes, and it's encouraging, inspiring to me. My job sometimes is to be the friend, the supporter, but also allow them the opportunity to discuss their idea, and then for me, in a supportive role, say, this is fantastic. However, we need to address A, B, and C before you go to the next stage. But for them to realize I'm on their side, I want them, I want the idea to work. So.
Now, is there any charge or percentage of growth or anything? Does it cost anything to take advantage of your service?
No, there's no charge at all. So in regards to Mind a Marketplace, there's no charge. Our partners fund that, and that's a private-public partnership. And then as far as workforce development in my current role at the Chamber, I'm happy to help anyone who needs assistance.
Now, I know that one of the new things, because we have some information that the Chamber sent us about the objective, of the workforce development program that was just recently started. One of those is to create an overall strategy to address workforce development while placing particular emphasis on higher education, which obviously is MTSU, I guess, the Tennessee Technology Center, Motlow State Community College. What type of work are you doing with them?
Well, I can tell you two specific, very recent developments with higher education and working with business. Recently, Bridgestone, and in partnership with Motlow and with the Chamber's assistance, also have developed a mechatronics program. And I'm not sure how many of you are familiar with mechatronics.
I have no idea what that is.
It's been around, the concept's been around a while, but it's basically a combination of mechanical engineering, electronic engineering, computer engineering, with some systems design engineering. And basically a majority of the manufacturers here said to Motlow and have said to the Tennessee Technology Center and various partners that if their future employees have this background, in about 80% of our manufacturing environments, they are ready to go. And then there's the on-the-job critiquing of that. So our hat goes off to Bridgestone, who just finished a beautiful training facility that they funded themselves, that they will partner with Motlow. And in fact, last week the application process started, and basically what they are doing is offering two classes, an evening class and then an afternoon class for people that are working or maybe have different schedule opportunities. And basically they have a certificate program, and they also have a pathway that goes into an associate's degree. Again, this was addressing the need that we heard from business and industry for that skill set that's needed. And they said if this mechatronics program is implemented, the people coming out of that can go to work at a certain level, that skill set. So that's an example of working with the business and industry and then also higher education. And at the same time, the Tennessee Technology Center has worked on a similar certificate program. They have a mechatronics program, and Nissan has been involved in that process. So again, it's just the partnership and identifying what the need is in the workforce, and then what can we do rapidly to address that while also working with MTSU on some of the longer term four-year degree and advanced degrees.
So if you're computer savvy, if you really love working with technology, you could go through this program and there's a job waiting for you.
Oh, sure, yes. In fact, I surveyed just last week 20 of our manufacturers real specifically on their needs, and it was amazing. The same thing came out of all of those, which is, you know, we have jobs to fill. It's this area. It's, I call it people that are so, and it's not my gifting, but people that can tinker, problem solve, and combine that mechanical aspect with a computer problem solving. It's just a very sweet spot, and there are lots of jobs in that area. And there's also the opportunity for growth. So you can come into that with no previous higher education, a high school or GED, start that process, and there's a pathway all the way to an advanced degree if you choose.
Now, what do they do first then? I mean, because I think you have the attention of a lot of people right now. What do they do next? I mean, they're ready to jump out there. This is my opportunity. What do they do?
Well, if they're interested in the Technology Center program, they can contact here in Murfreesboro. If you don't have that information, we can give my contact information. I'll be glad to make the connection. If you're interested in the Motlow program, you could contact me, and I have all the information in front of me. I have the website information. It would just be a decision based on, would you rather go through the Motlow program or the Tennessee Technology Center? And there's some things that may fit a certain situation, that the Technology Center is a better fit than Motlow, but it just depends on the individual. But we'll be glad to assist with that information.
So you see, listening to the radio this morning, you have learned something that will change your life in a positive way, and we're going to continue and learn more about this in just a moment. Right now, we're going to check on the traffic and weather. We'll be back. Sandy Ponder is our guest, and she's from the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce, the new Vice President of Workforce Development. Stay with us. And the next segment is where we open up the phone lines. So this is your chance to call us. 893-1450. Don't be bashful. This is not a time to be bashful. 893-1450. We'll be right back.
Break in with traffic, news, and weather bulletins anytime. Good Neighbor Talk is your 24/7 connection. WGNS, Murfreesboro.
Need better gas mileage? Swap your ride at Ford of Murfreesboro and buckle into a Ford Focus Electric, a regular Ford Focus, a Fiesta, or a Ford Transit Electric and get up to 40 miles per gallon. Or get 104 miles per gallon with a Fusion Hybrid Electric. Visit Ford of Murfreesboro on Broad at Northfield or online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton from Bell Jewelers. Looking for a new look? Update your gemstones by letting us remount your jewels into a new style. White gold, yellow gold, vintage, modern. Let Bell Jewelers help you design a special piece with your old gemstones. Or let our award-winning jeweler, Bob Lanier, custom make a fabulous piece just for you.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad, across from Toots.
Roberts Discount Auto Repair on Broad, across from Ford of Murfreesboro. Honest, personal, and professional service for your car. Roberts Discount Auto Repair at 896-1407. We care, and we're here to help.
Good morning once again. We've got no accidents reported at all in Murfreesboro at this time by the authorities. I-24 at 96, very busy. I-24 at 231. Also, we've got 04 Parkway at Chaffin, 04 Parkway at Kaysen Lane with still lots of congestion. I-24 going to Midtown around the old Hickory Boulevard exit. We still have very slow traffic through there because of an accident earlier. Save now, save big, 50% off auto glass. Trust America's Auto Glass Specialist Glassmasters for fast, friendly, and professional service at their location or yours. Call 248-5570. I'm Randy O'Brien with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro?
We have a slight chance for showers ending early today, mainly cloudy skies. Highs will climb into the upper 70s with a south wind between 5 and 10. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Valuber. Right now, it's 70.
This is Frieda Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Don't throw away old flags. WGNS Murfreesboro retires Old Glory with respect. Bring those tattered Bibles here too. We're more than talk.
With you by my side.
Hey, we're amazed by you. What are your thoughts this morning? Have you thought you're at a dead end and you just haven't been able to move forward? Well, here's your opportunity to get that training. There are plenty of jobs out there. That's good news. Sandy Ponder's with us this morning. Sandy is the Vice President of Workforce Development for the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce right here in Tennessee. In Tennessee, as you heard in the news this morning, number four of all the states, number four of all of them in being business friendly. And so we are attracting a lot of opportunities, and the unemployment is back down to, what was it again, Sandy?
7.1% as of last week.
So a great opportunity to get a job in this market. And if you need some additional training, what Sandy's been talking about this morning, it's waiting for you. And if you're enjoying computers, if you like computers, if you like to tinker with things. And I used to tinker with things, but after I tinkered with them, they never worked again. So that's not the kind of tinkering you're looking for. Everybody can do that, I think.
That's right.
So if you tinker and then make something work, that is the person that would fit into this job qualification that's being trained for at a place Bridgestone has put together right there.
Yes.
In Laverne, I guess, is it?
They did, and we had the opportunity to see the physical space again, and it is a beautiful, beautiful facility. I can't imagine anyone not enjoying training there. It's very open, lots of windows. And one thing that I think is fantastic is they're doing this for not just Bridgestone. I mean, it's open to any companies. They just saw the need and knew that they could benefit, and they said, well, you know, let's partner. And if you have a company that only has two people that need to come, well, they don't need their own center, so they can come to the Bridgestone Center. So they have a part of the facility is their Bridgestone training, and then part of it is for this mechatronics program. But one thing I was asked to share, if you know of anyone that's interested, please contact me or go to the Motlow website, because there's a pretty quick turnaround from application process to then the classes would start at the end of August, beginning of September. So anyone that's interested, we would suggest that you go ahead and start the process. You can always change your mind, but you don't want to wait too long, and then still, you know, paperwork sometimes, how that goes, may take a little while. And then again, if you're interested in the Tennessee Technology Center program, which is based here in Murfreesboro on Old Fort Parkway, they do a fantastic job also, and have done mechatronics training and have done some partnership with Nissan. So we are just blessed with fantastic education and workforce resources here.
Now, let me ask you this, because this ran through my mind, just probably weird thinking, but I'm thinking, if you're being trained for a job at some of these places and you go through this phenomenal program that once you graduate you're hired. Is there a charge? Do you pay money like going to school to go, or what? How does it work?
The Motlow program is just like any other, since it's a college, and it's the same process you would go through. You have to go through an application process with Motlow, and then the mechatronics program. As far as cost, it's listed on the website. I don't have it in front of me. There is a preference, and anyone who's a veteran gets kind of first choice if they're interested, and there's some assistance state and federal there. There's some other programs that I'm not as familiar with from the cost assistance, so it kind of would depend on you personally, your financial situation. But they are so willing to work with, you know, whoever in whatever situation. The Technology Center, there are a lot of financial assistance programs there. So that's why I said maybe, depending on your situation, it might be worth checking out both programs and seeing what's the best fit financially for you. But there are some amazing assistance programs that I find that a lot of people just are not aware of.
Now, the word is mechatronics, M-E-G-A, is that right?
It's M-E-C-A.
M-E-C-A, okay.
Mm-hmm. It's actually, I figured this out finally, because I knew it had to be a combination of words. It was from mechanical engineering, and then electronics originally is how the word came about. But the latest kind of mechatronics training incorporates a little bit more systems control, computers, because we've advanced so much in technology. But it is a combination of the mechanical and electronics is how the mechatronics came about.
Okay. And if you, some people have to work to, you know,
sure,
pay for life's expenses. Mm-hmm. For some reason, there's a charge out there. Can you work this in with a work schedule so you can continue to work?
Sure. Yes. Okay. They are very flexible and do a great job of working with people that are already employed, whether it's full-time or part-time. They want to make this flexible and easy.
I tell you, I just Googled mechatronics and came up with a whole list of things, even a Wikipedia listing.
Yes.
So I guess we've been living under a rock or something. That's a word that I was not familiar with. But very interesting. So if the description that Sandy has painted for you this morning sounds like you or somebody that is close to you, you need to sort of steer them in her direction. And that's over at the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce. This could be a life-changing experience for you. How long does it take to go through the course? I mean, we all want things yesterday.
Well, they actually have, I'm glad you asked, they actually have an expedited program. So in that program, you would attend a longer block of time and be finished in 3 to 4 months. And then there's a longer program if you don't have the time to go for that. The longer, again, they do a shorter program, shorter time periods, but then it lasts longer over, you know, a couple of months. So,
right.
They, again, it's a great way. The certificate program is a great way to add skills in a relatively short amount of time.
So. I've always felt that on-the-job training is perhaps one of the strongest ways to learn.
Yes.
And so with the short program, can you then get hired and get that on-the-job training quickly?
Yes, and the mechatronics program, what's so fascinating is it's heavily hands-on. So they actually have, it's very intriguing, they actually have the equipment set up. So you learn theory, but you immediately do hands-on. And when we toured, one of the interesting things, when they got the equipment in, we actually saw them bug it, the instructor.
Bug it.
Meaning cause a problem.
Oh,
just like
that's,
you would
what,
have.
That's what I thought a bug would be.
Yeah.
I thought I would
and,
ask.
And then the six or seven people that were there that were doing the hands-on actually had to work as a team and figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just fascinating to watch. And that's the real-world application and why mechatronics, that training is so important, because we have now very highly automated manufacturers. It's not the way it was in the 60s or 70s. And so to have those key people, when there's a problem that causes things to shut down or something's not working, you have someone that has this kind of skill set that can get things back to production is just critical. So it was really fascinating to watch them. The instructor had a remote control and bugged it, and so the system stopped, and then they had to work together to figure out what's causing the problem.
So if you're working at Bridgestone and you're on the assembly line, which I guess is highly automated,
yes,
and certainly the assembly line over at Nissan is,
and
was it TDK chairs here,
yes,
the seat company, all of those places, very technical businesses. I mean, this is not factories like the old days.
No, it's definitely not. And that's one thing I would love to share. If you've not been in one of our manufacturers lately, it is really exciting to visit, because I think, if, especially if you've experienced manufacturing in the past and you have kind of a mindset of what it is so amazing to walk in and see the automation. It's very technical, very high tech, and it's exciting. So that's another thing we're trying to help create more of an awareness of what we have here in Rutherford County and how exciting and high tech it is, especially in manufacturing, and distribution has become highly automated.
I know that this is probably not of interest to anybody, sure, but we'll just sort of wander down this road a bit. What type of salaries can you make after you get this education? People could care less. They just want to do something fun. They don't worry about remuneration.
Right. Well, there's some interesting information online, and if you go to the Motlow program, and I think the TTC also has this, they will show you within certain industries kind of a range. Of course, it depends, you know, a Nissan, a different company, they may have a range in there. But we're talking about, in the 40s, 44,000 a year.
Startup?
And on up.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So you're looking at, you know, $20-$22 an hour for some of these positions. So
I guess the question is, could you spend it?
I think we could. What do you think?
Okay.
I seem to have no problem with that.
So, and again, that's encouragement for you.
Yes.
And there is the opportunity for you. And this is for everybody, at least everybody who has an interest in computers, technology, and you tinker with things and they still work, or they work better after you tinker with them. And we're talking this morning with Sandy Ponder. What is your number at the chamber?
Well, I can give you a couple things. Of course, let's give the website out, because I want to make sure people know that it's rutherfordchamber.org. My number, direct number, is 278-2326. And you're welcome to call. If I miss you, leave a voicemail, and I will return the call and connect you with whatever resource you may need.
And if people keep hearing that old chamber number, 893-6565, will that still get through to you?
Yes, you just ask the person that answers to connect with me.
Okay.
And we will assist you. And one thing I want to mention, Bart, I don't know if we have time
here,
but if mechatronics is not your area, again, I want to encourage you, if you're looking for a job or you know of someone looking for a job, we currently have 3,143 job openings in Rutherford County. And there are jobs, now it may not be a fit, every job is not a fit for each person, but I just encourage you to have them look at the Career Center website. Or connect with me if you don't have time to write any of this down. But there are some exciting job opportunities. They're not all in the manufacturing. We have healthcare. We have retail. We have other opportunities available. I just encourage people to look at all the resources out there so that we can fill these 3,000 jobs.
Now, is the Career Center website a part of the Chamber of Commerce website, or do they have their own website?
They have their own, but if they contact me, I can make sure they get to whatever resource they need.
Oh, okay. We're talking about a job for you, a job for your loved one, not just any job, a fun job that pays good money. That's what we're talking about this morning. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment. I have a question for you right now, though, and this is more down to earth. I mean, really down to earth, maybe below the earth. Is your lawn being ruined by moles and voles? Bonide has the solution. Bonide's Mole Max is an effective repellent to use against moles, voles, rabbits, gophers, groundhogs, squirrels, skunks, and other burrowing animals. This environmentally friendly Molemax formulation makes it a great product, a great one, to apply in all areas where children and pets play. Just apply 3 or 4 times per year, that's right, per year, to send nuisance animals away. Bonide's Molemax is available in the 10-pound bag that covers, about 5,000 square feet, or in the convenient 5-pound shaker applicator for flowers and vegetable gardens. Mole Max is also available in a quart size ready-to-spray liquid with a built-in hose-end applicator. The next question, where can you get Mole Max? Easy on that one. One of them's at the Co-op Farm and Home Center on Middle Tennessee Boulevard, just off South Church, over at the Co-op. The other, our friends at Martin's Home and Garden. Martin's Home and Garden on Broad, across from Demas. Go into Martin's or go into the Co-op and say, I need some Mole Max from our friends at Bonide.
WGNS Murfreesboro listens to you, and that's why your opinion counts.
Look, we gotta have a serious talk.
Hey, we care.
I just want to apologize.
We're talking today about your future. We're talking about the county's future and some exciting things happening. Sandy Ponder is our guest from the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce. And if you love to tinker with things and they work better after you tinker with them, you need to get with Sandy, because she can point you in the direction where you get some training to make $40,000 on the low end, and that grows with your skills. So get in touch with 3,143 job openings right now in Rutherford County. People are saying, I can't find a job. There's no jobs out there. There are 3,143 of them. Maybe you have been too picky. Or maybe you're waiting for the good fairy to come along and sprinkle you with being a millionaire or something. That would be nice, but that isn't happening for some reason. I'm not sure why. I'm waiting. Back when I was growing up, there was a TV show called The Millionaire, and everybody was waiting for this knock on the door. John Bairds of Tipton is here giving away $1 million to you. That never happened, but... And it's not happening today either.
No.
You have to work for it. And this is an opportunity that's being made available to you. And the classes are flexible enough so that if you have to work at night, if you have to work in the daytime, wherever you have to work, whatever time, you can sort of match it to your work schedule.
Yes, and if you prefer an accelerated program, because you may have more time, say, at certain times of the day, you can do their accelerated program. If not, if you'd rather do the other kind of standard, you can do that. So I think they've done a fantastic job of making it flexible to meet the needs of business and potential workers. And we talked about the mechatronics program, Bart, but also in the IT world, so information technology, which is, of course, the computer side only, whereas mechatronics is involving the mechanical and the engineering and more on the manufacturing side, there are still, in the Nashville area, now this is not just Rutherford County, but the Nashville area, there are still approximately 1,000 unfilled IT jobs. The Nashville Chamber, and in partnership with us and other chambers, are doing a kind of a marketing push for information technology jobs, because with that shortage, and we've had this shortage for a couple of years, we're making a dent in that shortage, but it's going to continue. The demand will continue. And so for people out there who, besides just the computer side of this, there's so many aspects within information technology. There's the security side of it. There's the actually fixing the hardware. There's the networking piece of that. So I encourage, I've heard so many amazing stories in the last few years, and have worked with some really sharp people who always thought that that was an interest for them, but they maybe got sidetracked and did something, some other path. And then, because of either a layoff or midlife reassessment or whatever, got the skills they needed through the Technology Center, which offers some certificate programs that are industry recognized. And within a couple of months, had a couple of certificates, changed jobs completely, and have started that path. So in addition to the mechatronics, which includes that engineering and tinkering with the computers and control systems, then you also have on the information technology side a lot of opportunities. This will continue, and if I were a young person,
and you are
mid, but if I was a young person and had any interest or skill set on the tinkering and the computer side, this is the area I would go into, because you literally can work for a small company, you can work for a large company, you can work for yourself. There are so many opportunities within information technology that I would highly encourage if that's an area you're interested in.
I was with some folks the other night, and they had been in actually the broadcast business for all of their life. And you would ask them, how long have you worked? And the standard response, no matter whether they had been in New York City, in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, or wherever they were from, was, I haven't worked at all. Because they enjoyed what they were doing. And that's all the difference in the world. And if you truly enjoy working with a computer, working in technology, man, if you could get a position like this, training, and then get a job.
Yes.
That is going to be the same end road for you, where down the road, when somebody asks you, how long have you worked? And you could honestly say, well, by golly, I don't remember. I don't think I've worked too much. I have fun going in and doing this every day.
Yes.
But it goes back to an old saying that I heard a long time ago, and some of you may have heard this before. It's not what you do. It's what you do when you don't have too much time that determines where you'll be when it's too late to do something about it. I mean, down the road, and they're asking you, what have you done in your life? You're either going to say, man, I worked hard, and I'm so glad that I'm retired now. Or you can say, man, I haven't worked at all, and I don't think I'm going to ever retire because I don't know what I'd do. I'm just enjoying this too much.
That's right. That's right.
So that's what you want to be, and this is what Kathy's, this is what Sandy's telling us about this morning. Sandy is giving you the opportunity to say that. 893-1450 is our number, and we're going to continue the conversation in just a moment. Right now, a word from some of the folks who are making our broadcast possible this morning. Remember their names, do business with them, and please let them know that you heard them right here on WGNS.
Heritage South Community Credit Union now has a new home, 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire.
This is Darlene Robinson, branch manager. I invite you to visit us soon and find out what your community's credit union is all about. We offer free debit cards and great checking, plus exceptional rates on loans and savings. You can join if you live, work, worship, or attend school in Rutherford, Bedford, or Marshall County.
Heritage South Community Credit Union, new offices at 839 West College Street near Jennings Tire. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Over the years, I've encouraged you to save at Bell Furniture. Many of you have called me and said, you're right. They do have first quality name brand furniture at about half the price you pay at other stores. They have the comfortable catnapper recliner. This has both the heat and massage unit. Regular $899, but just $599 at Bell Furniture. Save with Perry Bell and Linda Ferris at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
WeatherEye.
We have a slight chance for showers ending early today, mainly cloudy skies. Highs will climb into the upper 70s with a south wind between 5 and 10. I'm WGNS staff meteorologist Mandy Falhuber. Right now, it's 70.
Roscoe Brown. For 70 years, we've had one goal, to give you the very best in home comfort and value. The same way of thinking lives on today with Roscoe's son and grandson. And why we say there's a little bit of Roscoe in every job we do. Turn to the experts at Roscoe Brown for an energy-efficient carrier system with rebates, tax credits, and monthly payments as low as $199. Call 888-MY-ROSCOE.
Your friend since 1940, Roscoe Brown is who you trust.
From the tallest tower in the city limits of Murfreesboro to every radio in the land, WGNS AM/FM is everywhere you need us to be.
This is your day to make some positive changes in your life. Our number is 893-1450. We're talking with Sandy Ponder this morning. Sandy is the Vice President of Workforce Development with the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce, and they are working to fill jobs. 3,143 jobs available, not in the South,
Rutherford County.
Rutherford County. That's where we are. 3,143. So if you have not found one, she has one for you. but it's not going to be handed to you. You have to work for it.
Yes.
And learn how to properly. And these are not all mechatronic jobs, are they?
No, that's all the advertised open positions that are currently. About 18% of those are manufacturing positions. There are about 12% that were retail. The next category after that is healthcare, and that's anything within healthcare. That's from, you know, assistant to clerical to physician. I mean, that the definition of healthcare. So the top three in our area for Rutherford County are manufacturing, retail, and healthcare. And then there are educational, obviously with MTSU, there's mm-hmm. always a good mm-hmm. number of jobs. So there, as you mentioned earlier, there's a great diverse employment base here, which is fantastic because you have the opportunity to hopefully work in a field that you enjoy, as we talked about, and there are some opportunities. So we just want to spread the word that one website I didn't mention where you can get access to this is the Tennessee Source website. It is source, SOURCETN.org. The Source website is SOURCETN.org. And again, if you forget or you have questions, please don't hesitate to contact me, and we will be great happy to assist you in any way possible. But it's really fascinating, Bart, if you go to that website, they sort of pull all the positions that are advertised. Of course, there are always positions that are advertised within a company that if they have not put them on here. So this is just the number of jobs that are actually advertised. I project there are more than this because there's a lot of word of mouth opportunities where companies will just tell their employees first before they put the positions online. But if you're have a few minutes, it's really fascinating to go to this website, look at how our employment's broken down, the opportunities that are there. They have average wage information. So if you're in a situation where you're looking at opportunities and you want more information, this I can get lost in this information. There's so much great data. You have to kind of dig around a little bit. But there's really great data on open positions. There's also great information on future trends. So you can see, okay, if I'm in this path like IT or these other areas that are high growth, you'll see that for the rest of your life, you probably have a great opportunity. And you can also look at some that may be slowing down, some industry areas that may be slowing down. But another fascinating thing I found in all this research, Bart, was that in our area, which is the Nashville, Rutherford, kind of MSA area, they have projected that in the next decade, 67,500 workers will reach retirement age.
Mm-hmm.
Our pipeline, if it goes the same as it's been, the filling of the pipeline, there's a projection that by 2019, we will be short almost 24,000 workers because of the sheer number of people that will reach retirement, exit the workforce, and the number that will be going in. So we actually, this is another reason why we have this workforce strategy is to figure out short-term needs like the mechatronics program, but also looking at what are we going to do when all these people exit the workforce.
Some great information this morning for you from Sandy Ponder, the Vice President of Workforce Development with the Rutherford County Chamber of Commerce. Her direct line, 278-2326. Sandy, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Bart.
Stay with us. Much more to come here on WGNS. Tomorrow, we'll be talking lawns and gardens. Have a great day.